Caleb Moon Robinson is a 12-year-old in Lynchburg Public Schools. He's a small, bespectacled kid who loves science. He's also autistic. But that didn't stop a school resource officer from pushing him to the ground, handcuffing him, and charging the child with disorderly conduct when he kicked a trash can. Nor did it prevent a charge of felony assault when Caleb swore and tried to get away. His mother, Stacy Doss, is the daughter of a police officer, but she can't understand how her son ended up in court.
I'm just stunned more than anything. They found him guilty of two disorderly conducts and felony assault of an officer. He is 12 years old, and from my understanding, the felony assault will follow him even into adulthood.
The judge, she said, was not sympathetic to the fact that Caleb is autistic and reacts badly to being touched by strangers.
He said that Caleb had been handled with kid gloves and that he understood that Caleb had special needs, but that he needed to start controlling himself or else they would eventually control him.
And she says Caleb is confused about what happened.
I guess that's the hard part, is that he doesn't understand. I don't even know where to start to explain it to him.
Nationally, 6 of every 1,000 children will be sent to court for an offense committed at school. But in Virginia, that number is 16, almost 3 times the national average. At the Legal Aid Justice Center, attorney Angela Chaffee is not surprised.
Often what we see is disorderly conduct and simple assault, even when there's no injury. A schoolyard fight where an adult intervenes and gets a hit in the arm or something like that becomes an assault on a school official.
And she is worried, noting that a 4-year-old from Greene County was handcuffed and taken to the local sheriff's lockup. She wonders if we should be talking about a preschool-to-prison pipeline.
Arrest, particularly for minor misbehavior, can really be devastating. Kids are about twice as likely to drop out when they've been arrested, even when you control for all kinds of other things that are related to poor academic performance.
Part of the problem, Chaffee says, is that the law defining disorderly conduct applies to all kinds of behavior that's common in schools.
It covers intent to cause annoyance or inconvenience in a school. How many teenagers and pre-teenagers do you know who cause an annoyance or inconvenience in a school? And in Virginia, school resource officers are not required to receive any kind of specialized training before they go into a school.
On the other hand, she argues, teachers and school administrators are trained in child development and classroom management, so they should know how to deal with disciplinary problems in a way that's age-appropriate. She hopes the Center for Public Integrity's report will prompt communities to explore this problem and put limits on when police should be involved in student discipline.
In school districts across the country, law enforcement and educators and juvenile court professionals have gotten together and developed an understanding about what kind of misbehavior is appropriate to refer to the court and what really should be dealt with in the school with the minimum interference in the child's learning process.
The report says some of the highest rates of police involvement were in junior highs, and African American kids are far more likely than whites to be subject to arrest for causing trouble at school. I'm Sandy Houseman.